Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Lagos, happy new year to you and yours. Welcome to a brand new year of hard facts. Thank you for sticking with me throughout 2021. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong for doing that. And I promise you an even better 2022. Our first hard fact of the day, 1,937 confirmed cases over the weekend nationwide. We had 1,080 of those cases here in Lagos. It's a big drop from last weekend, but the fourth wave is still with us. It came into the new year with us. Just limit your movements. Wear a mask when you go out. Keep a distance from people when you can. And don't forget to wash your hands. Sanitize as much as possible. These are the things that prevent things like Lassa fever, like cholera, like all the other communicable diseases that you can think of. Things as simple, as basic as washing your hands can save your life. And yes, vaccinations are still ongoing. So please go and get vaccinated, okay? It's very easy to do. Find the nearest healthcare center and get vaccinated today. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big weekend. If you are tuning into the show for the very first time, Mondays at 3 o'clock, we bring you all the big stories that broke over the weekend that you didn't get a chance to talk about. We'll give you a chance to talk about it right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info from 3 p.m. So let's talk about the Commissioner of Police arresting the security guards at an estate for not letting him in. Then let's talk about Governor Wike banning nightclubs in Port Harcourt. Let's also talk about Sylvester Oromoni's autopsy report. And then let's talk about the police not being able to account for over 178,000 guns, including 88,000 AK-47s. Throughout the big weekend, let's talk about how you spent your New Year. What did you do with it? How did you spend your Christmas week? And how did you bring in the New Year? Talk to me about that as well. Today's Madam Landlord Day, so we're going to talk about fraudulent real estate agents who rent the same property to multiple tenants. We covered that story, these stories, quite a bit last year. And today I want us to talk about how it happens, you know, what to look out for. If you're an agent, I'd really love to hear from you from 4 o'clock. And from 5 p.m., we'll talk about the biggest policy stories from 2021. We're still doing our look back at the year. We'll continue and wrap up this week. Today, we'll start with policy stories that broke in 2021. How did they shape your life? How did they shape your business? How did they shape your job? How did they shape your affairs? How did they shape the food on your table? The jollof rice you made at Christmas? How did the different policies out of Nigeria in 2021 shape that? Did it cause your rice to increase or reduce? We'll talk about that at 5 p.m. As usual, we'll bring you the latest news updates every hour on the hour. But let's get right into today's big weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Have I mentioned that? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos, and these are your hard facts. What rights do estates have to control entry and exit? And in what capacity did the CP come to Brooks Estate? Does Wike's nightclub ban make sense? Are our children safe in their schools as we are facing resumption for the second term of their academic years? Are they safe in their schools? And why has the police force been unable to track its firearms? It was a really big weekend. Let's talk about it, Lagos. There was drama on Saturday when Police Commissioner Hakim Odumoshu arrested security men of Brooks Estate, Magodo, for refusing him entry. Incidentally, we just talked about Odumoshu on Thursday, if you remember. We talked about the fact that he was retiring. We also talked about the House of Assembly honoring him for exemplary service as police commissioner. Now, here's what the police command says happened on Saturday. Odumoshu went to Brooks Estate in his official car with his full escort to have a conversation with a, quote, strategic partner to discuss, quote, an urgent matter bordering on security. They say that the security guards at the estate gate refused to grant him access. After 30 minutes, he ordered the arrest of four of the security guys, leaving one on duty. But some estate residents are narrating events a bit differently. They say that the CP came for a party in the estate like other party guests. And like other party guests, he was asked to call the celebrant and ask the celebrant to call the gate and grant him access. But he refused. They say he not only arrested the guards, but he also ordered police officers to block the gate and not let anyone in or out. The police command says that this last part is a lie and that the police simply took over the job of manning the gates from the arrested guards. Now, let's look at this argument. The estate residents and their security guards seem to be saying that since the CP came for a party, not an official duty, he was supposed to follow the same protocol as any other citizen. The police concede that the CP was going to a function, but the police say that he was going there to discuss security issues and therefore he was on official duty on a Saturday. But beyond that, the police have put forward a follow-up argument. They say, quote, the 1999 Constitution provides for freedom of movement. The police in particular are statutorily permitted to enter any public place at any time. The Brooks Estate is a public place and the roads leading to it are highways. And as such, no one has the power to prevent police officers in uniform from entering the estate or any such public places, end quote. That's a very interesting argument, right? It's a very interesting argument because it brings back a question that I believe is central to public planning here in Lagos. What rights do estates have under the law? Many of us live in estates or we live near estates and we see them take on a lot of responsibilities like electricity and security and sanitation, even road work. And to do that, we also see them take on a lot of rights, like the right to collect dues or the right to lock your gate and decide who gets access. And the courts have already given a ruling that estates cannot force an occupant to pay dues since it's not by force to be a member of the estate association. So does the point made by the police command also suggest that estates actually cannot stop anybody from accessing their grounds? Are estates public spaces or not? So that's a secondary conversation to be had. The primary one here is who you think is at fault in this encounter. You're going to have to answer multiple questions for me, right? So first of all, do you think that attending a party to discuss a security issue with another party goer should be considered official police business? That's question one. Question two, do estates have a right to deny entry to anybody who isn't on official government business? Or are estates public spaces? I really want to hear from lawyers. Hopefully there's a lawyer who's listening and who's not on holiday. I really want to hear from you on that one. Are estates public spaces or private ones? Also, how should the CP or the estate have handled that situation better? If you're a woman, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well, and you can share your thoughts via WhatsApp, I think. Hold on, let me find out if WhatsApp is available. We've got WhatsApp available, so share your thoughts via WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. All right, let's talk to you. 99.3, hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's your name, sir?
The People's President. This is Christopher Onwuka.
Welcome. Good to have you on the show, Chris.
Thank you, my sister. It's well with every one of us.
Amen.
We made it this year.
Yes, we did. Go ahead,
Thank
Chris.
Good one. For the Commissioner of Police, it happened to him. So we are raising dust about it. It happened to ordinary people on the street. Nobody talked. The governor, I remember the governor said sometime, all these street gates should be open. Did they follow it up? Now you are going to a party. You go with a convoy of your whatever. You want to go and discuss a security issue. This is a big lesson to every one of these people who are in authority, who are not doing what they're supposed to do. President Sandra, Happy New Year one day. And once more, thank you, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Oziquagi. I enjoy my New Year, but I'm not happy.
Why?
Because I'm one of the people who asked you, you are fast. They have given you awards. And you know, congratulate the person when you are in the fight. You are fast. That you are fast. I give you that award. I put you are forgetting this. Number one, I support what ACT did because during the lockdown, I know how we bike on last. I no sleep for one month safeguarding ourselves. Where we are policemen that time. When my father used to carry that phone, Nigeria Airways that time, they carry us, they go out of Chukwu during that time. At times, and Robert, they wear police uniform. Now, Boko Haram, we are in army uniform. Are you blaming the security people? Secondly, how was the approach of the police to the security people? Is it because of the gun? And let me tell you, some people, when they carry this gun, I know they fear gun, no. So that's why some people know they fear this gun. So how was the approach to the security? We are there talking to them as animals, as a human being like them. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you.
So they are not paying the security of the estate. They are not paying their light. They are not paying their water. So I support the security level because except that uniform and the policemen and my justice are the same. And you are paying them with our taxpayer money. I will come and intimidate you and remove all of them. And then I am trying to put them in there. I don't support that one. Concerning Sylvester's death, I don't want them to sweep it under the carpet. Like Fusho Williams, that died 27 July 2007, and the boss died 23 December 2001. I want them to unravel the killer of that guy. Yes.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned into the show, there was drama on Saturday when Police Commissioner Hakim Odumoshu arrested security men of Brooks Estate, Magodo, for refusing him entry. Police command says that Odumoshu went to Brooks Estate in his official car with his full escort to have a conversation with a strategic partner to discuss an urgent matter bordering on security. They say the security guards at the estate gate refused to grant him access. After 30 minutes, he ordered the arrest of four of the security guards, leaving one of them on duty. But estate residents are telling a different story. They say that the CP came for a party in the estate. Like other party guests, he was asked to call the celebrant to call the gate to grant him access, but he refused. They say he not only arrested the guards, but also ordered police officers to block the gate and not let anybody in or out. But the police command says that that last part is a lie and that the police simply took over the job of manning the gates from the arrested guards. And then they went on to quote parts of the Constitution. Well, they didn't even quote the Constitution. They just simply said that the 1999 Constitution provides freedom of movement and that the police are permitted to enter any public space at any time. And then they went on to say that the Brooks Estate is a public place and, you know, the roads leading into Brooks Estate are highways. So nobody has the power to prevent police officers in uniform from entering the estate. And, you know, my question was, you know, do you believe that estates are public spaces? Or do they have a right? Do estates have a right to deny entry to anybody who isn't on official government business? Should attending a party to discuss a security issue with another party goer be considered official police business? That's another question I have for you on the show. And who do you think is at fault in this encounter? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm Ezedum from Surulere.
Welcome, Ezedum.
You know I am a man of integrity.
Okay.
Even though that I don't like the style of Odumosu, but Sandra, I must say this. The estate security guards have no right to stop Odumosu.
Okay.
Our security here in Lagos is under the care of the police. And the police is constitutionally empowered to protect us. Sandra, respect must be given to whom is due. If you see the odd list of the CP, you know how his order is. Whether he is invited or not, you don't have any right to block the CP. Sandra, if there is a crime in the estate, and armed robber overpowered the estate security men. If they called police and the police did not go there to rescue them, will you blame the police? It's an insult. I expect Odumosu to arrest all of them. If it is me, as the CP, I will arrest them. Let us condemn what is condemnable.
Is an estate a public space or a private space?
An estate is an area in Lagos State under the security jurisdiction of Odumosu. It is not the private guards that will tell Odumosu to call the person he's visiting. When he has identified himself as the CP, when you have seen this convoy, who employ you there?
Do you believe the CP was Ezedum?
He was insulted by the overzealous security men.
Ezedum. Yeah. Do you really believe that the CP was on official duty at that party?
Sandra. The CP has the right to enter the estate, even when uninvited.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Oladipo is in Ikeja. Hi, Oladipo.
Hello. Good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Oladipo. Good afternoon.
Yeah. You know, this issue of the CP, Odumosu is someone I respect so much.
Okay.
But I think in this case, he is an abuse of power, abuse of office, and he overstepped his boundaries.
Okay.
We have private properties and we have public properties.
Okay.
I know Brookside State very well.
Okay.
And it is a private property.
Okay.
Now, let's look at it this way. And I don't know if I'm permitted to use some other estates as examples.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Let's look at, for instance, if it was Banana Island, if it was Nikon Estates in Lekki, and some of these other estates. The security at the main gate is the primary security of the residents. So, gaining access into that estate is gaining access to the person you want to see. It's just like you're going to someone's house. You gain access from the security, and once you pass the security, you are free to see whoever you want to see. CP Odumakin went to that estate for a party. In the first place, going with he needs to go with his oddlies for security reasons, but going in that capacity is using public funds for private purpose, which on its own is wrong. It is a different thing if there is a crime or they are going to investigate a crime. At that instance, there would be a warrant you say the police have access to any public property. Does it mean the police has access to just come into my house?
Hmm.
They must show a warrant.
Hmm.
So it is abuse of power. It is abuse of office. And sincerely, I think this is a stain on everything he has achieved as the CP of Lagos State. It is wrong, and there should be an apology to the security outfit of that estate. The security guards did the right thing to ask who, even if they could, it is their privilege to give access on recognition.
Right.
But what if the person he was going to see was not expecting him
right.
or did not want him to come in?
Right.
They could lose their jobs.
Right.
It is wrong.
Okay. Oladipo, thank you very much for calling. What do you think about what Oladipo said? What do you think about what Ezedum said? What do you think about what Ikechukwu said? What do you think about what Chris said? It's 25 minutes now past 3 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Happy New Year if you just tuned in. We're still on our first story, one of the biggest stories that broke here in Lagos over the weekend. Some drama on Saturday when Police Commissioner Hakim Odumosu arrested security man at Brooks Estate, Magodo, for refusing him entry. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll go to River State, where another big story is unfolding. Nyesom Wike dropped a bombshell in his New Year's speech. He banned nightclubs in the Sani Abacha area of GRA Port Harcourt. He said the ban was necessary because nightclubs are encouraging public drunkenness, drug abuse, and prostitution. Does that make sense? Does his nightclub ban make sense? If you are still here when we come back from a break, you'll get a chance to talk on that subject. We still have coming up the autopsy results of Sylvester Oromoni. It's out. And of course, the police being unable to track thousands, hundreds of thousands of firearms. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We're taking a look at big stories that broke over the weekend all across Nigeria. And in River State, Governor Nyesom Wike dropped a bombshell in his New Year's speech. He banned nightclubs in the Sani Abacha area of GRA Port Harcourt. He said the ban was necessary because nightclubs are encouraging public drunkenness, drug abuse, and prostitution. Sandra Ezekwesili, it's 3:29, and anybody who knows Port Harcourt knows that GRA is famous for its clubs, its joints, and these clubs are the center of a whole economy. You have different shops that are set up mainly to serve the customers of these clubs and these joints. You also have all the taxis that move them around. It's a whole ecosystem, like I said. So Wike's critics are asking whether it's wise to kill that economy to address the problems that he talked about. Instead, isn't there a way to increase security in GRA at night to crack down on the drug deals or any other illegal activity? To borrow a phrase that Nigerian politicians often use when their interests are involved, should we throw away the baby with the bathwater? But Wike's supporters say yes. They say that the problems from the clubs outweigh their benefits. They also insist that GRA was meant to be residential, not commercial. On the other hand, there's always the issue of signaling. What message does this ban send to investors, some of whom have money in these clubs? Because the governor did not give any warning or any adjustment time, overnight, some people's investments may have become worthless. Lagos, what do you think about Wike's move in Port Harcourt? 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra, how are you today, President?
I'm very well. Happy New Year, sir. What's your name?
Thank you, my dear. My name is Prince Y.S. calling from Amuwadofin.
Welcome to the show, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Number one, I think Sandra, CP Odumosu is a commissioner for police in for Lagos State.
That's right.
Isn't it?
He is. Mm-hmm.
That security man that stopped me from entering that estate.
Mm.
They should be arrested and taken to court of law.
Okay.
A CP of Lagos State, so identity that must be the CP of Lagos, even though if you go to a party or you go to a business, private business, or on behalf of the state, that security man have any legal right to stop him from entering the estate. It's not personal room. That man that built the house in that estate, you see the owner of that, is all the buildings in the estate, a CP, he bring himself down to a level. I saw you the identity and the CP of Lagos say, you are still arguing with him? You are not telling him to call the owner of the estate before he can enter. It's a very insulting. I'm telling you such a thing. Do you know what happened to Esther Saki? Where the military man was passing the other time?
I thought we all agreed that what happened to Ozak Zaki was wrong and it was an abuse of power.
The same thing that happened there is what that enforcement wanted to do now.
Yes, but we all agreed that what happened to Ozak Zaki was wrong and an abuse of power on the part of the military.
In fact, I really thought the city of Lagos by bringing them down to that level, by so the identity, I still say, oh my God, that security man should be arrested and take it to court of law because very insulting.
For doing what? For doing what? For doing his job?
For obstructing the CP from entering that location.
Obstructing the CP from entering a public or private space. Is an estate public or private?
Any house in Lagos State, the CP have every right to go in there.
You don't think that the CP needs a warrant to enter a private space?
Warrant to enter it. Okay, now, have you forgotten that any road, any estate, you should not block the gate. You should not block the gate. Keep the gate open at any time. I think we're that loss in existing Lagos.
All right. Thank you, Prince YS, for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Maybe I should talk about this on today's But I'm Landlord instead of what I wanted to talk about earlier on, because I feel like this would be a good one. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Sandra, happy new year.
Happy new year. What's your name, sir?
My name is Gaz King.
Gaz King, welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Lagos here.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
You see, madam, the estate has no right whatever to stop CP from entering that estate.
Okay.
Let us condemn something that is condemnable. It is Commissioner of Police, for crying out loud. He is the one in charge of protection of properties and life in this state, in this Lagos state.
But he was there to attend a party. He wasn't there on official duty.
It's a lie. That Magodo, I left that Magodo about 4 hours ago. Even if CP went there to attend the party, is he not a Nigerian? He has every right even to attend the party. Is he restricted from attending a party?
He's not restricted from attending a party, but should he not be treated the way other party goers are treated, which is, if you're coming for party, you call the party owner.
Madam, what you're hearing is a lie.
Okay.
It is a lie. He just went there for a discussion. I made my observation very, very well.
Okay.
Even if he went there for a party or whatever, is that because the Commissioner of Police, those men are supposed to be sent to jail? It is a disrespect to the...
They should go to jail for disrespect?
Yes, they don't have any right to discuss to this great Commissioner of Police. Do you know the risk to be a Commissioner of Police?
So asking him to call the celebrants is a disrespect?
They never ask him to call the celebrants. That's a lie. Ask him to call the celebrants. I have a house in Magodo.
Okay.
I know what I'm talking about. There was no time he was asked. They just wanted to embarrass the man. That's the only thing.
I see.
That's the only thing. Again, from Wiki, Manning Nightclubs. Mm-hmm. I want to ask a question, Sandra. Is it all over? Is it all over Rivers or in the GRA?
Sunny Abacha Road.
It's only in GRA?
Yes, GRA, yes.
Wike is a product of nightclubbing. Number one, I know him very well.
Okay.
What he's supposed to do is to protect alternative measures, alternative security. A lot of people invested in that particular business. If he's the one invested so much good money to build a hotel or a nightclub, he's going to take that kind of decision. At last, Nigeria is going to find ourselves in a power we overuse it. Mm. What he's supposed to do is to provide alternative security as food that is going to protect the life and property, or is to cut the criminals or whatever may be.
All right.
That is my opinion. He has no right to. I was thinking that the banning is all over the River State.
No, just saying.
No. We can not get that one right.
Thank you very much for calling. Let's talk to Prince Adenka. Prince Adenka, where are you calling us from? Happy New Year.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. I'm very well. Happy New Year. Where are you calling from?
Same to you. I'm calling from Saudi Arabia.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I missed all your shows throughout 2021, so I promised myself this 2022, I must be a dedicated caller on your show.
Amen.
And congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much.
You guys deserve that a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, on the issue of this DSP, Amodosu, this thing goes two ways.
Okay.
The security guys are doing the job they are paid for.
Okay.
In my own estate, you dare not call me into the estate without calling the person you are coming to see.
Right.
Now that if they allow any such person to enter into the compound, they might lose their job.
Right.
It's a sure banker on that. Because what gives you, if the person wants to see the person that is coming, you have to seek their opinion before they allow them enters.
Right.
So all the same time, DSP Adumosu said he's coming to a party or is coming for an official duty. Who knows? So is the derogatory right of the security not to allow him? Because they ask him, can you tell us who you are coming to see so we can call the person if you are allowed in? It's as simple as that. Because this is the problem we are having in Nigeria.
Right.
This term that says, do you know who I am? This is exactly what is applicable in this situation.
Right.
It's DSP. Yes, we know that. But it's being served the same respect. They are serving to every human being. Nobody is above the law. That's the law of the estate. This is a private residential residence, and the law is given to them.
Right.
But you know how things in Nigeria goes. At the end of the day, those boys will still be blamed for the action and for the work they are doing diligently.
Right.
To my own, the DSP should have given them the person he is coming to see. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
And more so, this is a weekend. How can he say he's coming for official duty in a party? That's my own
contribution.
Observation regarding that.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, sorry about that. I think you had a few more things to add. Sorry about that. If you can, please call back. Can any legal man speak on the issue of Magoto and Commissioner of Police? Well, I'm hoping that lawyers are listening. If you're a lawyer, please give us a call. The number for women, 01465-7190. That's if you are a female lawyer. If you're a male lawyer, 0700-993-993-993. We've got Charles from Ejibo who says, how will the commissioner feel if a soldier general came to his house and his guide just gave them access to him? Okay, that's a good way to put it. The CP has no right to arrest those security for doing their jobs. All these police go about intimidating people because of the guns they're carrying. Ayo from Igondo. Madam Sandra, does the Lagos State Governor need permission to enter a private estate? The security guard overdid his job. That's a message from Chris. Deji from Sangota says, I would love the Ogun State Government to also ban the clubs in Songo area. The clubs are too much and they're disturbing with thugs everywhere. Sandra, listening to some of your callers made me conclude that if it is not older generation, it will be disastrous giving power to any of these younger generations. Did you hear Prince YS and Esedum's submission on CP Odumosu on the last caller? It just tells you that every individual has a tendency of becoming a tyrant. To know a man's capability, give them small power. See how people are defending CP Odumosu but criticizing Wike for shutting down nightclubs in Port Harcourt. All right, let's move to our third story, shall we? And then we'll come back to taking your calls. Sylvester Romoni's father is faulting the police for releasing the adult suspects in his in the death of his son from custody. The police command says that the suspects were released because the court order for their detention had expired. The police also said that it didn't make sense to detain them any further for now, since they are still waiting for evidence from the autopsy and toxicology report. But Sylvester's father says the police is being insincere, that the police is misleading the people. Meanwhile, the Punch is reporting that they've cited the autopsy report and that it establishes the cause of death as acute lung injury due to chemical intoxication in a background of blunt force trauma. This would appear to support late Sylvester's dying statement that his killers gave him strange chemicals to drink. Now, of course, the big question is what next? The police say that they've sent their report and recommendations to the Department of Public Prosecutions and that the DPP has written back, but neither the police nor the DPP are revealing the contents of what they're saying to each other. This is part of why Mr. Romoni says that he suspects foul play. That's Sylvester's father. But the others are just saying that we should wait. The police, the DPP, they're saying just wait and let the law take its course. What do you say, Lagos? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. WhatsApp also available for your thoughts. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. If you're abroad, join us via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good day.
Good day. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, it's Mr. Lucky calling from Sarigomo.
Welcome, Mr. Lucky. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, what I want to say on the CP has every right to enter anywhere in Lagos State.
Okay.
The only thing I saw there is that where the estate is going, the person is going to visit is supposed to have alerted the security man on gate that such and such person is coming. They should allow him to enter. Do you understand me?
Okay.
So the owner that is going to visit, that person is going to visit, is supposed to allow the security man on the gate. So the CP has every right to enter anywhere.
Okay.
Be it Sunday, be it Saturday, anywhere is supposed to enter.
Okay.
Because it's in charge of the security situation in the Lagos State. God bless you.
Bless you as well, Lucky. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, President of all presidents.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Madam Sandra.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Yeah, this is the voice of Joseph Williams. I'm calling from Chevron Drive this afternoon.
Welcome, Joseph.
Oh, my sister, is this how we are going to start the new year? Is this how we are going to kickstart the new year with this bad bull that I'm hearing about? Seriously, I love your questions that you can ask. And I've been laughing over some of your callers that is saying those security men should be arrested for disrespect. Under which law, my sister? So what those security guys did is not wrong.
Okay.
I think to me it's not wrong.
Okay.
So they did the right thing. So now do you want to tell me that can anybody just wake up one morning and say that you want to go to the barrack just like that? You want to go and maybe visit one of the guys in the barracks, and you just wake up and you expect the soldier to just allow you to just go and see the guy. Where is it done, please, in this country that we are? And we know the security challenges that we are facing right now. So I don't see anything that those guys, I don't see anything wrong, that anything they didn't do anything that goes against the law that said that. You can just go to people's private houses, private estates. There are estates. Do you know that there are some estates before you enter, they will ask that you should tell the person that you want to go and meet to send you a code.
That's right.
They will send you a code.
That's right.
Before they will slow the code in, then they will know that this is the person's apartment that you're going to.
That's right.
It happens in a lot of those. Maybe some people doesn't used to visit those estates. That is why they don't know that maybe such things happen. Mm-hmm. Happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But I've worked in an estate that with someone in a Bella estate.
Mm-hmm.
So in the cafe here. Mm-hmm. Before you is my boss. So before you go, they have to send you a code.
That's right.
So they do that to a common man. So I don't think it's an abuse of power like some other caller have been saying.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for calling. Ifekoya is in Ikorodu. Ifekoya, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. I've got three stories. Which one do you want to talk about?
The CP.
Okay, go ahead.
anyone who supports the action of the CP, to the best of my knowledge, is still living in the colonial administrative system, where the security forces or the military or the paramilitary will just do whatever they like at any point in time. Unfortunately for the CP, we are now in a democratic system. Mm-hmm. We are running a presidential system, for God's sake, where everything follows order, laws and order. Mm. If the CP has to go anywhere and is invited, a message will have been sent to the security outfit in that place. Okay. So, which means, I've been issued, the CP was not invited.
Okay.
If he was stopped at the gate, it means he was not invited.
Okay.
If not, those guys would have been told that the CP is coming for the social party. So those who are saying that he could have entered anywhere anyhow, I'm not sure they understand the meaning of democracy.
Ifakoya, sorry about your airtime. Call us back if you can, okay? But you know, here's a question for everyone who keeps saying, okay, well, in a lot of estates, they send you a code. I live in an estate where you have to send a code to your visitor before they let you in. It's been happening, yes, but is it legal? Do estates have right to stop the entire public at their gates? Do they have the right to do that? It'd be like I go change my 4 o'clock topic. I don't know. I'm still reasoning it. I see they think I'm. But anyways, let's move on to our final story. The Office of the Auditor General wants the police to account for over 3 billion naira and 178,000 missing guns. Oh, yes. That's part of the audit report on the police. The report says that some of that money went into contracts that were never executed, and some is simply not accounted for. As for the guns, the report says over 88,000 AK-47 rifles are missing from police armories with no record of who took them. The Auditor General blames this on, quote, weaknesses in the internal control system of the Nigeria Police Force armament, end quote. The report also faults the police for not properly keeping track of how and when firearms are decommissioned and warns that these missing guns could worsen the security situation in the country. The report is asking the National Assembly to summon the Inspector General of Police for an explanation. 178,000 missing guns. Lagos, how you not see this story? How concerned should Nigerians be about these unaccounted for firearms? 178,000. Jesus Christ. What do you think is causing this problem? How can the police plug that hole? 0700-993-993-993. I've just been told that our line for women isn't working. We're hoping that the service providers do something very quickly and fix it before I have to call your name on the show. So please fix it. Thank you very much. So that we can have our women join the conversations we have on your number one talk station. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned into the show, hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
I'm Israel Adele.
Welcome, Israel. Four stories. Which one do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about the security guard stopping the CP.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have no right in the first place to stop the CP.
Okay.
Like other courts have said, he's the police commissioner of Lagos State, and he has every right to enter anywhere.
Okay.
And if you have to go by what was saying that he came for a party and all that, I want to ask the question: is it the one of the party that said the police commissioner came for a party, or the residents there? They are lying.
No, the police commission, the police's team themselves admitted that he went there for a function.
No, the police said they went there for security issue or whatever.
Yeah, they said they went for a function, yes.
So security issue is not the same thing with his party. So I think they are lying.
Who is lying now? The
residents, all the security guards that are there.
Well, they said he wanted to talk to a guest in the function. The police said that the commissioner wanted to talk to a guest in the function.
So where is now the coming for the security issue coming from?
He himself said he was there for security issue.
Yeah, so two people are fighting themselves now. Security issues, party. Who are we to believe?
There was a party. The person he wanted to talk to about the security issue was at the party.
So the owner of the party can't say, the owner of the party can't come out to say the police commissioner came for a party.
Mm. Okay.
They are lying there.
Okay.
They don't have to disrespect the man. And it's not good. It's not nice. We must give honor to me, honor is due.
All right. Thank you very much. Wrong. Thank you for calling, Israel. The police themselves said that the... well, a lot of you get it, so let me not expend energy. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Mohammed.
Mohammed, welcome. Happy New Year.
Yes, I'm the retired police officer.
Good to have you on the show.
So I just want to share my experience.
Yes, go ahead. Hello, Mohammed.
That the security may lack what they call discretion.
Hmm.
That is the only thing here.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye. He said the security man lack what is called discretion. So what that means is that the security man should have used their discretion to say, okay, now police commissioner day, make we just allow him to enter. But again, you also don't know the standing of the estate residents. You know, what if the estate residents don't want a police commissioner in their estate? You know, especially if he doesn't have a warrant. These are the issues. These are the questions. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
Sandra. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Sandra. My name is Ola, calling from Jan.
Ola, welcome. Go ahead.
There is one thing I would like us to understand there. There is something that is really happening these days that we are not paying attention to.
What's that?
Hatred for our police officers.
Okay.
And I believe that was exactly what happened at that estate.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
If it were to be operation, what was it called? This military something. Just.
Hello?
In the vehicle, they would have opened for the soldier to go in. But because it was a police officer, the commissioner don't need to introduce himself.
Right.
He came as the commissioner of police there. The emblem of office, everything is on the car. So you don't need to...
Oh, no. Call back if you can. All right, let me quickly go to WhatsApp. I disagree with most of your callers on this CP issue. The estate is not isolated from the larger society. A policeman on duty is not supposed to be stopped. Rather, one of the security guards can join to the apartment that the person is going to. The CP on personal recognition should not be stopped. Estates should not be safe haven for those who have issues with the law. All right, Victor. Victor, thank you very much for your message. Let's see if I can take another one. Sandra, little wonder we have touts and bullies in the police force. Vow from Aguda with that message on WhatsApp. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a very, very short break. A very short break. And then we'll come back and take comments from social media. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's the season to be merry, merry, oh, eh. Enjoy the moments that you share with friends and family. Cook delicious pasta, yeah. Serve it on a platter, yeah. Season our food jolly with my golden penny pasta. Golden penny pasta, yeah. Golden penny pasta.
Enjoy golden penny pasta your way.
Call out to the season, season of fun. Horizon, cherish the season, relish the nourishment. Oh.
Your Hollandia Yogurt Christmas pack yet? Get yours today in stores near you.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'll keep taking messages from social media, but I will come back to the phone lines from 4 o'clock since it's Madam Landlord after all, right? And one of the biggest things that we've covered this year on, our big policy issues was that estates should not lock their gates. And now when the CP himself or the police command in Lagos themselves say that, every citizen has freedom of movement and therefore nobody should be stopped from entering whatever public space that they want to enter, it brings the question back up: are estates public spaces? Is it legal or illegal to lock the gates of an estate to make the public stand outside and wait for confirmation before they're getting there? So that's a conversation we'll continue from 4 to 5. So don't go away. Keep it here. I'll even have a guest join me in the studio. He was listening and he was driving by and he said, "Sandra, I can come and join you and we'll talk about this." And I said, "Yay, why not? Come right into the studio." So Chief Obafuoribo will be joining us hopefully before 4 o'clock. If not, he'll be here for the 5 o'clock hour. But let me come back to WhatsApp very quickly. Richie says that the CP should be arrested and sent to court. The security personnel arrested should be released and sent to police college and inaugurated into the police force. Those guys are bold. Why can't the CP humble himself and go through the procedure? All right. We've got a Fidelis who says, without fear of anybody, even the CP himself, because the CP has portrayed himself to be arrogant, to lack respect for the laws and protocols of the estate, and to be abusing his power. I think it's time for Hakim to... he's about to retire anyway, so there's that. We've got a message here that says, I'm listening to Sandra talk about this Magodo estate situation with the CP, and it's making me cry for this country because Nigerians like tyranny. They love their chains. That's a message from Izoebi, God Image. Izoebi, thank you very much for your message. Benjamin Ori says, just a personal opinion, even the CP ought to obey the estate rules. The estate is just being security conscious, and the CP, whom many people highly respect, should have understood and complied. We've got Kukoi favorite on Facebook who says, to put the record straight, the security guards are not answerable to the CP, but to his employer. No story. All right. Lawrence Eniafiok says, he's talking about something else entirely. Children are very safe to resume school. Nigerians are already embracing vaccination and all other COVID-19 preventive measures. Lawrence, thanks for your message. Daniel Johnson says, every average uniformed man in Nigeria abuses their power. Benjamin Ori says, please, the CP called the estate manager or the person he went to visit and the guards refused him access or he wanted to prove a point. All right. Keep those messages coming in. Keep those calls coming in. Because like I said, we're going to pivot from what I wanted us to talk about on Madam Landlord. And we'll stay on this estate and access issue. I've got Chief Obafuoribo in the studio with me. He'll be joining us on Madam Landlord today, which will be interesting. But let me quickly take a message off of WhatsApp before Gwenga comes in to bring you the news. As regards the issue of the proclamation by Governor Wike banning nightclubs on Abacha Road, the reasons he gave were quite germane. I support it. The nightclubs should operate till 12 a.m. only. Afterwards, they should close for the day. That's Lawrence Adesanya with that message there. All right. Let's take a look at more messages and then we'll call it a wrap on the big three. What Wike did is exactly what Lagos State government did to Gokada after investing billions of naira. These people are killing our economy. Politicians have succeeded to turn our brains around. Look at what people are saying. Is CP a god? Even on official duty, he must produce search warrant according to our constitution. Obeta Joseph from Shasha says, Obeta, thank you very much for your message. It's 4 o'clock, which means it's time for us to bring you our business news on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We'll keep talking about the CP's eventful Saturday when we come back. Don't go away.